Hello.
Hi, may I speak with Evalys Lopez?
Hello. Calling.
Hi, my name is Ed. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are entirely confidential. Do you speak Spanish? By any chance?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
We can continue in English. This is it's for women. So the questions are going to be just based on your gender. The first question is kind of strange, but please bear with me. I got to read it verbatim. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else? I know what you are, but I have to read it.
Female.
Do you think of yourself? Thank you. Okay, now, are you registered to vote? Or like many people, are you not registered, or are you registered to vote?
I'm registered.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No, thank you. And what is your race? I have white, black, or African American, African Indian, or Alaskan Native, Asian?
African.
Thank you. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each other following your own future? Do you feel positive or negative? Thank you. The future of the country, the United States, the future of the country. How do you feel about that? Positive or negative?
Probably negative.
Thank you. The future of the planet. How do you feel about that?
Negative.
Thank you. Okay, how much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means young women have no power at all, and 10 means young women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to their community. You can choose a number between 0 to 10. How much power do you think women, young women, 10? Thank you. Okay, and of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? I'm going to read you a list. Climate change, or education, or student loans, or racism and discrimination, or crime, or abortion access, or mental health, or national security, or gun violence, or health care, or immigration, or economy and the cost of living. Which one will you give me? I need 3 of them. The most important to you. Young women.
Discrimination, crime.
Okay. Discrimination. What else?
Discrimination, crime, and...
Would you like me to read them again?
Yeah, please.
Okay, the first one is climate change, or education, or student loans, or abortion access, or mental health, or national security, or gun violence, or health care, or immigration, or economy and cost of living.
Mental health.
Thank you. Okay. Now, thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? I'm going to read you the list that I have. I just need 3. Which one do you feel is most important to you? Which is a priority to you? Relationships, like romantic partnership or friendship, improving or maintaining mental health, improving or maintaining physical health, having or caring for children, your education, hobbies and free time activities, economic security and financial independence, caring for senior family members, contributing to positive change in your community, advancing your career, work-life balance. Which of the 3 would you think is more priority to you?
Caring for children, mental health, and financial independence.
Okay, thank you. and financial. Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. You have hobbies or interests, your profession, your personality, your role in relationships, like being a mother, a caregiver, a wife, a friend, being a member of your racial ethnic group, being young, being a woman, being American, your spiritual religious belief, your sexual orientation. Which of the three traits are most important to your identity? Which of these traits?
You said I'm most important to me to what?
No, which are the following traits? No, not that is, you know, that is most important to your identity. Traits like your hobbies or interests, your profession, your personality, your role in relationship. Go ahead.
I think my role in a relationship and hobbies and personality.
I'm sorry?
Hobbies and personality.
Okay. I need one more. The other ones are your profession, your personality, your hobbies or interests. You said personality, right? Your personality?
Yeah, I said hobbies and personality.
Okay, thank you. We got all three. Now, when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following: hope, happiness, exhaustion.
Wait, when I think of what?
Of the American political system. Do you feel hope? Do you feel happiness? Do you feel an exhaustion, anger, frustration, pride, dread, disappointment, sadness? You may choose up to two. When you think of the American political system, how you feel? Like, you feel hope, you feel happy, you feel exhausted, you feel anger, frustration, you feel pride, you feel dread?
Hopeful.
Hopeful, okay.
Hopeful and disappointing.
Okay, disappointment, anger, dread. Okay, thank you. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system would likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which statement comes closest to your opinion? A, B, or C?
What's B?
A is our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. That's A. B is our government political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. That's A, B, and C. Which statement comes closest to your opinion? How you feel?
B.
Thank you. Okay. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following: division and gridlock between political parties, the two-party system, systematic racism. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. Corporate money has too much influence. Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Too many old white men in power. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government political system not working effectively? Out of those, you may choose up to three. Division and gridlock between political parties is the first one. or the two-party system, you know, the Democrat and Republican, the systematic racism, politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people, which feel that is to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively.
The out of touch with reality, people's lives, racism, and the two-party system.
Two-party system and racism. Thank you. Now, how much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Congress, a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? How much do you trust them?
A little.
Not at all?
A little.
A little, thank you. Your city government, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
A little.
Thank you. The Supreme Court, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
A little.
Thank you. Your state government, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
A little.
Thank you. President Biden, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
A little.
Thank you. Your community organizations like nonprofit, grassroots coalitions, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
A little.
Thank you. And ballot initiative proposed laws that the public vote on directly. Ballot initiatives. How do you trust them? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
A little.
Thank you. They're moving right along. Now, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the Student Loan Forgiveness Program, which aims to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Now, very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, not at all motivating.
What's the question?
You will hear some brief description of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation like voting, signing petition, contacting representatives, etc. The Supreme Court has ruled to block the Student Loan Forgiveness Program, which aims to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, not at all motivating.
Somewhat. Mm-hmm.
Somewhat unmotivated.
So how many
somewhat
more questions is there?
We're almost there. We're halfway there. So, we're almost done. Please stay with me for a little bit so we can finish this.
I have to hang up because my brother is calling me from jail, so I can't call him back. I have to answer the phone.
You have to answer the phone right now?
Yeah.
Can I call you back afterwards? Would that be okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's so we can finish because we're halfway there. We're almost done.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. My brother's calling me, Lopez. I don't buy her at all.